It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Christina Pay. She is with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. Lots of fun stuff. They always do fun stuff. If you haven't hung out with the Extension at all, you need to. And this is no different. We have a bunch of do-it-yourself craft workshops coming up, and we're going to talk about all of them. All of them are going to be fun, just going over the list. And so let's bring Christina in. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun.
Well, let's dive right in here. I mean, so many things are planned. You said the great thing about it is, which can also sometimes be a detriment, is your next class on June 22nd is already full.
It is. It is. The succulent fairy garden class filled up really quickly. And while that's a good thing for the people who wanted to get in, it's not so good. So we have added an additional succulent fairy garden workshop on August 10th. So those of you that wanted to get into the fairy garden class, just go back on Eventbrite, sign up for August 10th.
And you know, we were talking about this before we came on the air. These succulent fairy gardens, everybody does them. They're because they're easy, mm-hmm. They're low maintenance. That's what it says. It's almost impossible to kill a succulent.
It is.
And not only that, and we said that because they're hardy, just like all the people here in Carbon County.
Yeah.
And they're like I said, they're easy. They're fun to do. And they look really cool when you're done with them. So, yeah, you had one class that is now full. That was for June 22nd, but you've rescheduled another one for August 10th. So if you want to go to that succulent fairy garden class, get on there and on Eventbrite and get signed up for it. Okay, coming up on then July 6th, you got paint night.
We do, and they're going to be painting, if I understand correctly, they're going to be painting a little garden gnome sign that can be hung either in your garden or around your home somewhere. It's really cute and adorable, and I've been guaranteed that anybody can paint and have it look really cute.
Anybody can paint.
Yes.
Yeah. Whether they should or not, maybe, is another question. You never can tell.
It'll turn out just adorable. I'm sure of it.
So we've got that coming up July 6th. Then July 20th is a cotton rope basket. Let's talk about those for a moment.
Sure.
These turn out really cool.
Yeah, they're really cute, too. And you can use them for a variety of purposes. So it's about probably a small garbage can size. They're going to make these rope baskets. They're very decorative, but you can store towels in them. You can put blankets in them. You can put books in them. They're really decorative, so you can put it anywhere around the home. And I've been told, again, they're very easy to make. And once you've done one, you'll be able to do more. And one thing I should mention is all of these workshops include all the supplies. You just have to show up.
And that's the great thing. Yeah, I believe my wife and kids have made these cotton rope baskets before because I've got plenty of them around the house. So, yeah, they're very easy to make, and they turn out great, and you can use them for so many different things.
Yes.
All right, so then on July 27th, we've got a wooden door sign painting.
Yeah, it's a decorative wooden door sign that you can hang outside either on your front door or near your front door to welcome, kind of a welcome sign, and just to spruce up the outside of your home so that you can look more. What was that show that used to be, I just lost the name of it. But anyway, so you have curb appeal. There we go.
There.
You want some good curb appeal? You can have this really adorable sign that also will be really simple to make. And again, all the supplies are included along with the instruction and just a fun night out.
So you go and you get the wooden door sign, you make it, hang it outside. You go to paint night on July 6th and paint your garden gnome. You can put that outside. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there goes your curb appeal right up through
the
roof.
That's right.
And then once again on August 10th, we didn't really spend a lot of time talking about it before, but these succulent fairy gardens, what are they going to be doing those nights?
They're going to be making little gardens. You'll start with a terracotta pot, and they'll have little fairy garden figurines and things that they can decorate it with. So each one will be individualized on however the participants want to do it. There'll be some instruction, of course. And then, like I said, everything's included. So you'll get the soil, you'll get the succulents, you'll get the little figurines, the moss to help decorate it. And it's something that you can either set on your front porch or you can take it inside and have it in your living room, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, wherever you want to have that little cute fairy garden.
All right. And once again, as you said, all the supplies are included. So there's got to be a fee for this.
Uh-huh, it's $30 per person. And you can sign up on Eventbrite and pay on Eventbrite.
So is it per person for the whole summer or just one?
No, per person for each one.
Okay.
So that includes the supplies.
All right. So that includes everything. That's a very fun night out. Go, you know, take everybody with you. Go have fun and do these cool crafts, because at the end of the thing, you're going to have something that you can take home and display and say, hey, I made that, right?
Exactly. And you'll have the know-how. So if you want to make it again or make it a little bit differently, you can do it again.
All right. So if anybody wants to sign up for these, Eventbrite, is that what you said?
Uh-huh. Eventbrite.
And then where? Just search extension or?
Uh-huh. Just search for DIY craft workshop.
Okay. So there you have it. There's your next couple of months of the summer with cool crafts already lined out for you. Go on to Eventbrite and just type in do-it-yourself craft workshops. It'll pop up. You pick which ones you want to go to, pay your fee, and then just go have fun. Once again, it's a great night out for the whole family. All right, if anybody has questions about these, who do they contact? How can they get in touch with you guys?
They can call the extension office at 636-3233. And we can give you any information that you're looking for.
All right. Christina Pei with the USU Extension Office, thank you so much for coming in and talking about these. Get out and have some fun with these workshops. It's always a good time, and everybody can go do these. Very simple, very simple. Thanks once again.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.